We will be looking at the ninth commandment again this morning in Exodus 20, verse 16. You may turn there. The ninth commandment is, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." As we look at this commandment today, I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, that if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And this is a great encouragement to us as we look at the commandments of God to know that in Christ, all things are made new. And as Paul says in Romans 6, "God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." In Christ, we are free to obey these commandments. It makes all the difference in the world whether we are in Christ as we look at these commandments. Our Lord said that without Him, you can do nothing. Amen. But with Him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so I encourage you to remember that as we look at these commandments and as we look at all the commandments. The ninth commandment, we want to consider what it forbids, what it tells us not to do. And the Shorter Catechism gives us this definition. The ninth commandment forbiddeth whatsoever is prejudicial to truth or injurious to our own or our neighbor's good name. So here the ninth commandment, it forbids two things. Number one, speaking anything that is untrue, that is prejudicial to the truth. And then number two, injuring the good name, either of our own name or the name of our neighbor, particularly. So let's begin by looking at injuring the good name of our neighbor. It's important for us to remember that the ninth commandment is first and foremost about speaking truth about others. It does talk about speaking truth in general, but in particular, the commandment is concerned with how we represent and speak about others, particularly if we were in a court of law, but in all situations in life. And there are two major reasons for humility when we talk about others and why we should be careful and humble in speaking about others. The first one is ignorance. We don't know all things, do we? We don't know what people are thinking. We don't know all their motives. We don't know all what happened in a particular situation. We may have missed something. We are fallible. And because of our limitations, just in the very fact that we do not know everything, we have to be careful in the way that we speak about others. A second reason for humility and also confession is hatred and ill will towards others. This is something that drives us to speak falsely about others when there's something that we don't like about them. As I've mentioned before, we see this in the realm of politics, right? If you don't like somebody, it somehow they become this target that you can just lynch and speak falsely about and speak falsely about. But as Christians, we don't do that. It doesn't matter what we think of somebody else. We have to speak truth. And of course, we have to confess that hatred and ill will that is in our hearts. So for those two reasons, we must be very careful about how we speak about others, that we do so truthfully. Secondly, the ninth commandment, it forbids lying, speaking what is false. The scriptures say that lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are His delight. God delights in our speaking of the truth. And as I said last time, the reason for this is because God is a God of truth. Consider how the scriptures speak about the triune God as a God of truth. For example, Deuteronomy 32, it says, "He is the rock, His work is perfect. For all His ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is He." And concerning the Holy Spirit, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of Me." And our Lord, Jesus Christ, said concerning Himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." God is deeply concerned about the truth because He is a God of truth. And so we also, as His redeemed people who have been enlightened to the truth, have been given knowledge of this truth, must also put a great premium upon the truth. So why do we lie? Why is it such a temptation to break this commandment? Well, first reason, we lie to protect ourselves from getting in trouble. We lie for our own protection. Sometimes we lie, secondly, because we want power, we want something. And we think that we can use lying to get what we want. Thirdly, we lie because we want people to think that we are better than we actually are. What do all these have in common? Self-idolatry, right? Self-interest. Lying takes place because we want something for ourselves, whether it's power, to keep ourselves from getting in trouble, to keep ourselves looking good. In all of these things, it is idolatry. And as Colossians says, in relation to lying, it says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things of the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God." And then he goes into verse 9 and he says, "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds." Elsewhere in Scripture it says, "Do not lie to one another, because we are members of one another." We have been united together with Christ, and we are brothers and sisters of one another. Therefore, we ought not to lie. So how do we apply the ninth commandment? First of all, we must be on our guard against slandering one another and against slandering anyone. Remember that love thinks no evil, according to 1 Corinthians 13. When you think evil of others without cause, you're not loving them. You're not acting in a loving manner. Secondly, we need to be truth tellers in a world of liars. This world abounds with lies, and it is our business to begin replacing those lies with truth. So, brothers and sisters, as I remind you, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The new has come, the old has passed away. And because of this resurrection of power of our Lord Jesus Christ, we also are empowered to tell the truth, because our eyes have been opened to the truth of God. Let us pray together. Oh Lord, we thank you that you have given us a knowledge of the truth. You have revealed to us the way, the truth, and the life, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you have given us eyes to see this truth and to discern that which is untrue. We ask, as the psalmist says in Psalm 120, that you would deliver us from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. Deliver us from slander. Guard our tongues, O Lord, from speaking evil against others. Help us to speak truth to one another. Help us to remember that we have been raised with Christ, and therefore we are to put off the old man with his ways and his falsehood and his deceit. And now we do take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.